of the earth is an open and closed in
time. The snow of the earth.
With open and closed and bound, the earth is the turn of a thing.
Hark! The eternal
day. Days and nights come back and mornings. Turn of things when it echoes the eternal return.
The echo of the eternal return.
Seasons to sow the earth. Dust and twilight stones, dust and twilight power, dawns and dust.
Following endless,
like on spring, paves the way for winter when summer disappears. Summer disappears. Summer disappears.
On Earth.
They make the earth.
They are the earth.
Without them.
No more earth.
No more men.
Cause.
Without bees.
No more pollinators.
In other words.
No more flowers.
No more fruit.
No more leaves.
No more sap.
Dead trees.
No more fodder.
No more milk.
No more animals.
No more dairy.
No more meat.
4 years without bees.
And death would rule over the planet.
Feeds those who need to know, those that will know. Descending from the firmament, coming from the stars, intimate relation with the cosmos, bees present honey like a celestial liquor, a quintessence of ether, a libation of the heavens. They crystallize dew, spread like droplets of gold and yellow sun across the world. They scatter a dust of cosmos over men. Honey hearkens the return of spring. It draws the world forth from winter and gives light. It dissipates darkness and replaces the night. Silent below the snow, the hive twinkles with life under the first glistening of the sun. Sweetness of honey,
yet burning of the sting.
Honey for smoothness in dealing with everyone.
The sting
in response to enemies. The honeyed insect conveys the sign of destiny. The sting is not a visible offensive weapon. as exhibited by the scorpion with its threatening tail, but is a defense in cases of danger. The bee never attacks without reason. It is always to defend herself. She protects the hive. She saves the community. She stings the careless whose gesture is war. When a bee appears, it is the return of a gentleman's soul. Three honey tongues, three masters of rhetoric, three poets. Each time the honeyed insect conveys the sign of destiny. The bee silently announces the golden lips that will proffer wise or beautiful words. The one writes the voice of a philosopher who never wrote. Another speaks of the poetic language that prompts us to exhaust the domain of all that is possible. The same invites us to become what we are. The third incites us to build a human city in the image of the city of God, built on the principle of a city of bees. Bee on the lips predicts honeyed speech.
On Earth,
they make the Earth.
They are the Earth.
Without them,
no more Earth.
No more man.
Because
without bees,
no more pollination.
In other words,
no more flowers.
No more fruit.
No more leaves.
No more sap.
Dead trees.
No more fodder.
No more milk.
No more animals.
No more dairy.
No more meat.
4 years without bees.
And death would rule over the planet.